Students, have you stumbled in your course and want a fresh start? Well, Athabasca University has your back. AU offers more than 850 courses that align to your program, so you can retake your course online, turn that grade around, improve your GPA, explore new subjects, and study from anywhere. Visit athabascau.ca to browse our online courses and transform your education today.
I've gotten used to feeling like I'm crazy or just lazy. Why can't I get off this floor, think straight anymore? Out on the street, been walking in punishing heat. Nobody meets my eyes except woody sides, luxury descends. Every neon sign, every flashing light tries to fool you, get you on their side. Everybody swears they need you, and I'll leave you to make the buy. You feel flattered to be wanted, and you don't know why. It reminds me of that look in your eyes. Never enough, you know it without trust. Almost the same as love.
Hey, good morning, everyone. This is Jesse Bell here with you live at CFRC 101.9 FM, and this is a new edition of your Monday morning mixtape special, SoCan Audit Edition. That's right, we have another quarterly SoCan audit coming up here, so you know what that means. I'm going to jam-pack this episode with only the finest in new and Canadian music, such as our opening track there, The Weather Stations with Neon Signs. Great tune there, and sets the tone for what will be, yes, a very CanCon heavy edition of the Monday morning mixtape, and expect something similar this Friday for Friday morning's Indie Wake Up Call because it's homecoming, so we're going to play a lot of great Canadian Kingston and Queens artists as well. On the note of homecoming, always a busy, exciting time at the station. If you swing by Friday the 18th or Saturday the 19th, we should have some staff, some volunteers on site for an open house. Come in, see the digs, hang out in the music library, chill in the lounge, lots of great things to do at the station. And hey, if you're interested in volunteering, go to cfrc.ca and click on volunteer, whether that's getting a show on the airwaves, doing some work with our sports division, helping out in the music library, whatever it is you're looking to do, CFRC can scratch that itch, can feed that need. And of course, on the note of station business, in just a few weeks will be the start of CFRC's annual funding drive. That's right, running from November 1st till December 31st, we will be collecting donations that go towards day-to-day operational costs, as well as the funding of any special projects we do here at the station. In the past, the funding drive money has gone towards things like overhauling the podcast studio or helping to purchase equipment for our local journalism initiative reporters. Always a great use, especially important right now because in Kingston, there's really only one truly local radio station. And folks, you're tuned into it as we speak. Only one that provides weekly. We're the only game in town for local news and local sports broadcasts. You've got Today in YGK and Kingston Current, so three weekly news broadcasts covering issues relevant to the Kingston and Queens community. On Thursdays at 5 p.m., you have The Corridor, which broadens the scope a little bit, but still often covers issues important to the Kingston and Queens community. And yeah, we've got live sports coverage coming up on Saturday with Queens football. And hey, spoiler alert, we're going to be expanding the list of sports we can cover because we have an online-only infrastructure through which we can cover games now as well. There's only one station that does all of this, and we would greatly appreciate your support. So November 1st through to December 31st, and what's also cool is we have a big kind of signature event for our funding drive this year, and it's one that I'm playing a role in organizing on Saturday, November 30th. We're partnering with the Independent Wrestling Academy, a wrestling school and promotion here in the city of Kingston, to put on Wrestling School of Rock. It is a family-friendly, all-ages professional wrestling event being held in the upper hall of Aspire. Don't worry, it is fully accessible. Tickets are $20. You can get them at iwacanada.ca. And the money, a portion of it, is going to CFRC's annual funding drive. In fact, we will be making a donation right before the main event. So it's going to be very exciting. It's money going to a great cause locally, and it's a great way to kind of cut loose and have some fun. If you've never been to a professional wrestling event, it is a one-of-a-kind, entertainment experience. And hey, we're actually going to have a radio call of the event live being broadcast from the Spire with Lauren Tucker, you may know them from Listening Queerly, and Jeff the Nerd from the Wednesday morning Indie Wake Up Call on commentary. What more could you ask for? It's going to be wonderful. Okay, that's enough yapping from me. You will hear a little bit more about Wrestling School of Rock later in the program by way of a pre-recorded promo, but that's enough about me banging on about it for the time being. I think we should get back to the music, and in the tradition, the quarterly SoCan audit tradition, our next track is going to be a new one featuring two outstanding Canadian artists. It is Nelly Furtado featuring Charlotte Day Wilson, and this is one of her new releases, All Comes Back, right here on your Monday morning mixtape, exclusively on Canada's favorite radio channel, CFRC 101.9 FM. It's Monday. In fact, it's Thanksgiving Monday, so I hope you are all either with the people you love or doing something you love on this holiday Monday. I'm going to be here hanging out, having a good time, playing some tracks. Let's get back to it. Here it is, Nelly Furtado featuring Charlotte Day Wilson, All Comes Back.
Words, they made me sing. Actions cut me thin. Tears me up. those kids no more. No grip on who we are. My heart needed more. I waited on your terms. I shared with the season, shining on my peace. Found the sweet relief. I catch and release. No, I catch and release. Oh.
On Saturday, November 30th, the Independent Wrestling Academy, in cooperation with CFRC 101.9 FM, presents IWA Wrestling School of Rock. A portion of the proceeds from this family-friendly professional wrestling event will be donated directly to CFRC's annual funding drive. Tickets are available for $20 and can be bought through iwacanada.ca. The event is scheduled to take place at the Upper Hall of the Spire on 82 Sydenham Street. Doors at 5 p.m., opening bell will be at 5:30. Be sure to check out CFRC.ca and IWACanada.ca for additional event details. We hope to see you there, and we hope you're ready to rock the Spire.
So I've hung up the dreams of you calling my name. I refuse to show weakness, let you in on the pain of how your shining absence cut holes in my chest. I've grown good at deceiving, said my mother knows best. Somebody told you I needed your help, but you left me like dust on the books on your shelf. Don't you think I was too young to understand how a man could look in the mirror, knowing all he threw out? Julia, East Coast, you missed it all. Flying high off the swing sets and catching my fall. Julia, East Coast, your eyes and my skull. Virginia, they told me why. We were cut from the same cloth, but not the same side. I felt mad at your blindness and your lack of shame. I felt anger at the thought of your blood in my veins. Somebody told you I needed your help, but you left me like dust on the books on your shelf. Don't you think I a bunch of little lines that say, how could you do this? But actually, I'm fine. At the bottom of my list, there's one thing that I wrote in the back of my mind. There's a little white note that says, I love you still. I forgive and I hope.
Morning rain with a dollar in my head, with an aching in my heart, in my pockets full of sand. I'm a long way from home. Lord, I miss my loved one so. In the early morning rain, no place to go. Out on the runway number 9, Dick 707 set to go. And I'm stuck here in the grass with a pain that ever grows. Now the liquor tasted good and the women all were fast. There
she goes, my friend. She'll be rolling down at last. Hear the mighty engines roar. See the silver wing on high. She's away in westward bow. Far above the clouds she'll fly. Where the morning rain don't fall and the sun always shines. She'll be flying over my home in about 3 hours' time. This old airport's got me down. No earthly good to me, and I'm stuck here on the ground, as cold and drunk as I can be. You can't jump a jet plane like you can a freight train, so I best be on my way in the early morning rain. Like you can a freight train, so I best be on my way in the early morning rain.
I'm
And we're back. This is the quarterly SoCan audit edition of the Monday Morning Mixtape. I know, not a particularly exciting theme on face value, but I promise you, it's important. We're making sure we get our people paid today. We kicked off our music block with Nelly Furtado featuring Charlotte Day Wilson, All Comes Back, a very kind of wistful, reflective piece of pop music there. Really like that, really dig it, really feel that Nelly Furtado, it's been cool to watch her kind of evolution and maturation as an artist, obviously bursting onto the scene in the early 2000s with this almost new bohemian style, aesthetic and approach to music. We saw her work with Timbaland in the mid to late 2000s with a much more kind of quote-unquote mature sound, at least in terms of subject matter, but now as she is aging gracefully, becoming one of those elder stateswomen of pop, her sound is really mellowed, and you get to hear the kind of beautiful tenor in her voice, of course, supported by the excellent Charlotte Day Wilson. We also had a bit of new blood with Akila and Limbo. We had indigenous singer-songwriter Tia Wood with Catch and Release. We heard from Goldie Boutillier with The Actress. And then we took it to a bit more of a somber kind of country folk inspired. We had Willa Owen with Julia East Coast, the iconic Gordon Lightfoot with Early Morning Rain, a song that I feel just hits especially so during the early fall. And then you just heard Cuff the Duke on the note of fall with Seasons Come and Seasons Go. And speaking of seasons, we are almost at the end of the Queens football season. They have one more home game left for the year, period. They are hosting the Waterloo Warriors this weekend, Saturday, October 19th. It'll be a homecoming clash between the 4-3 Gales, who are on a two-game losing streak, and a winless but very tough Waterloo team who have gotten closer and closer each game this season to picking up that win. So this is not an easy guaranteed victory for the Gales. They are really going to have to play a focused four-quarter football game if they want to put away this Waterloo team. If Queens wins, they move to 5-3. However, they will be the lowest seed out of the 5-3 teams, meaning that they're going to have to play on the road for the entirety of the playoffs. That is the reality. It's very likely. In fact, I think it's a guarantee at this point. If they finish 5-3, they will have to travel to Windsor to play the Windsor Lancers. That's if they beat the Waterloo Warriors. If they lose to Waterloo, they would have to go on the road, I believe, either to Guelph or they'd have to end up in London to play the Mustangs. Not a favorable matchup either way, but if you want to be the best, the path is never easy. So although the Gales won't be playing another home playoff game, it would be quite a story if they went on this Cinderella road run. They only have one win on the road this season. So if they can string together three or four in a row, I mean, that would truly be something incredible. And it's been a very exciting, very fun team to watch. For highlights from this season, go follow at CFRC Power Plays. We've been posting the very best clips from the Gales season thus far, and I'm hoping we'll get a few more classic clips out of the final few games they have on schedule. If you can't make HoCo and you want to catch the game, tune in at 12:45 p.m. for the Something in the Water pregame show. Kickoff is scheduled for about 1:05 because Queens will do some pregame ceremonial stuff for its graduating seniors, which you love to see. So swing by early afternoon on Saturday, catch the homecoming football game called by yours truly with hopefully a few of our younger sports volunteers in the booth so they can see how the sausage gets made, so to speak. Okay, let's get back to the tunes. Coming up next, right here on the Monday Morning Mixtape, is Canadian singer-songwriter Nemesis with Colored Concrete.
Woke up today in my middle school bedroom, except it isn't mine, but the one I'd always dream. Brushing my teeth as they all fade. myself at 23, just sitting here. She hasn't seemed to have found it yet. She once thought she did. She came so close. But over time she realized she was just living with a ghost. And her hair is a mess and she smells like sage and cedar. And when she gets sad she cries under. Wandering soul, wandering soul. She can't find her home. Wandering soul, nowhere feels right. It all feels like lies. She doesn't know that she can't find it all inside. Her wandering soul, wandering soul. Can't seem to see it from where she stands. She wonders if it's out there somewhere she can't land. Is it just a story someone made up? Either way, she keeps searching. No, she'll never give up. And her head. Wandering soul, you can't find her home, wandering soul. Nowhere feels right, it all feels like us. She doesn't know that she can't find it all inside. Her wandering soul, wandering soul.
There's no place like home, and there's no experience quite like Queens Homecoming Football live at Richardson Memorial Stadium. Whether you're in Kingston or abroad, you can experience all the excitement, intensity, and reverence of Homecoming Football live on CFRC 101.9 FM. Tune in on Saturday, October 19th at 12:45 p.m. for the pregame show ahead of the 1 p.m. kickoff between your Queens Gaels and the Waterloo Warriors. Can Waterloo spoil the party and record their program's first win ever over the Gaels? Or will Queens ring in homecoming in style with a massive victory in front of their steadfast supporters? There's only one way to find out, and if you can't be there live, hear it all on CFRC 101.9 FM or CFRC.ca.
Load up the Toyota, put it in drive, burn the whole paycheck, get there alive, keep all my receipts and $100 cash. With a picture of you under the dash. I changed all the spark plugs, fixed all the leaks, but I ain't got a window for the passenger seat. Now when I'm driving, I get lots of fresh air. When it's too loud to talk, you don't seem to care. My dear, if I'm honest, I hate being honest. I hate working hard, but I can't lie to you. You told me you loved me, and I told you I loved you. Now when we're driving, I know that it's true. Yes, I do. Out marking time in the big city, no work on the line. A couple months passed and we headed home, turning out west with everything we own. On my way back, I wrote you a song that played in my head all the way home. Now when sing along, when I forget the lyrics, make up your own. My dear, if I'm honest, I hate being honest. I hate working hard, but I can't lie. You told me you loved me, and I told you I loved you. Now when we're singing, I know that it's true. Forget what they told you about growing up. It ain't all that bad if you're living enough. Been doing my best and it feels alright. Gonna get right by you if it takes my whole life.
Show me this girl, You're showing some skin. I think there's something going on, babe, between you and him. But you got your sunshade. You're showing your eye that I'm catching on, babe, to your disguise. Your pretty little heartbreak. Pretty little runaway. Come on and hit me with your heartache. Your pretty little heartbreak. But you got your high heel in a pearly white gown. You're cursing my name all over my side of town. But I'll show up too drunk, get on up in his face, and we'll have it out, babe, in the middle of the promenade. For pretty little heartbreak.
What's up? What's happening? This is me, Jesse Bell, your host for the Monday Morning Mixtape, popping in one final time before I send y'all on your merry little way. Thank you for joining me today. Little Thanksgiving Monday edition of the program. In our last music block, you heard Nemesis with Colored Concrete, Jade Turner with Wandering Soul. Then we had Boy Golden with Toyota, and you just heard a bit of a summer throwback with Boston Levi and Pretty Little Heartbreak, a kind of harder roots rock country tune, but in fitting with the theme of today's show, all Canadian music, and a great number of those songs are also well within that new requirement. It's the SoCan Audit. We're getting our great Canadian bands and artists paid today. It's going on for the next couple days. And yeah, it's been a fun episode putting together a strictly CanCon playlist. But yes, our time is just about up here. We've got time for maybe two more tracks. We are going to close out the show with Pup and City, so a bit of a throwback, and then a much bigger throwback as we have Pez with M&M, the remaster released just a few short months ago. Pez, of course, the proto Billy Talent, much more kind of emo and math rock than the band that you would come to know, love, and in reality, kind of forget about. I still love you, Billy Talent, I really do, but man, that first album really kind of blows everything else out of the water. This is Jesse Bell signing off. Hopefully I'll see you Friday morning for the Indie Wake Up Call, but if not, hopefully I'll see you Saturday afternoon for Queen's homecoming football. But if not, have a great week all the same, folks. Thank you for joining me on this Thanksgiving Monday.
was looking at like a deer in the headlights. Stuck in slow motion like I was on the turnpike. No ability to steer. Can't shake the feeling I'm starting to disappear. There's